Morning, everyone. Just a quick reminder, we got a lot of folks here today. If you can silence your mobile devices, greatly appreciated. Good morning. Today is December 5th, 2023. It is 10:02 a.m. There is a quorum present, so we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on to item three on today's agenda is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. That said, is there any public comment today? As a reminder for folks that are zooming in, you can raise your hand. If you're calling in, you can use star six to unmute yourself. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to go ahead and move on to item number four, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for the December 5th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Good to go, thank you.
County Manager Osborne, are there any modifications to today's agenda?
No changes, thank you, Chairman.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the items on today's agenda? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number five, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the September 19th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for September 19th? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for our September 19th, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda and the items on it? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven. This is board comment. No action, no public comment will be taken. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman. You have anything for us today, sir?
Nothing to add today. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Just want to say a big thank you to the VCTC. It looked like town was full this weekend and the fireworks were fantastic.
I heard the same, so thank you. I don't have anything today, except I'm going to ask that we all engage in a moment of silence for those that have passed away, including Hal Baylor of Mark Twain. He was a resident of Story County for quite some time. Again, if we can just take a moment of silence to remember those that have left us. Thank you for that. On to item number eight, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the resolution number 23-715, recognizing and commending a Story County employee who has served 15 to 20 years with the county. Randy?
Randy Lopez for the record. Morning, commissioners and county manager, D.A. Minger. The proposed resolution recognizes and commends a Story County employee who has served 15 years of service. We appreciate and thank this employee for her years of service to the citizens, businesses, and stakeholders of the county. Jesse Bain.
All right. Is it pen? You got a phone, Randy?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Well, it's not great, but the camera's wonderful. Somebody's on.
Yeah, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions.
All right. Just wanted to, again, take a moment to thank Jesse. I know she's left the building, but she's been with the county for quite some time in various roles. She is, her service is greatly appreciated. With that said, is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve resolution number 23-715, recognizing and commending a Story County employee who has served 15 to 20 years of service to the county, namely Jesse Fant.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brandy. Moving right along to item number 9 is to recess to convene as a Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to the much awaited item number 10, which is discussion for possible action. Presentation of commendation to the fire captain, Daniel St. Clair, firefighter Derek Giuliani, firefighter Michael Leland, and firefighter Jonathan Peterson for their actions on August 13th, 2023. Chief?
Yes. Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcart for the record. So on August 13th, at approximately 21:28 hours, Engine 71 and Engine 72 responded to a structure fire here in Virginia City. Upon their arrival, they are notified of a potential victim within the building by the Story County Sheriff's Office. Fire Captain Daniel Sinclair, firefighter Derek Giuliani made entry into the building, located the individual, and rescued that individual from that fire. Once they exited the building and relocated the individual to a safe location away from the fire, they immediately began advanced life-saving interventions and were assisted by firefighter paramedic Jonathan Peterson and firefighter Michael Leland. The swift actions of these four individuals saved a life that day. The details of that event were submitted to a committee composed of their peers for consideration for commendation. That committee unanimously recommended the district's third highest award. That is our life-saving award. So without further ado, let's get these guys out of here. Board, if I could just have you join me here in front. Hold on, Derek. I'll call you by name. So we'll start with the eager one. If we can have firefighter paramedic Derek Giuliani, please come join me. For those of you who didn't see it, we'll see you later. This is quite an amazing award for these individuals.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, Derek, you just stand over here.
Are we going to do everyone?
Yeah, we'll wait. Do everyone do a photo. Next, I'd like to call firefighter Michael Leland. Firefighter paramedic Jonathan Peterson.
Congratulations.
And Fire Captain Daniel Sinclair. And we'll just grab a quick photo. But again, I want to thank you guys. We have an amazing staff here at Story County. Your actions are notable and well above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you.
Good job, very good sale.
I need the samples, please. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Really appreciate you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So then do you take those off after the fire?
Yeah.
Take it on.
Chief hooked us up. They slipped right in.
Yeah.
You guys look nice too. It's very nice. And with that, I'll take any questions, comments the board may have. Other than that, that'll conclude that.
Truly appreciate it, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Just a major thank you for the service and the support we've had there. Congratulations.
Indeed. Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
Yeah, I just want to echo those sentiments. You know, these gentlemen have helped my family in times of need and super grateful for the service they offer to our community.
I too echo those sentiments. I've got the pleasure of working or at least dealing with most of you guys, and it's great to see you catch that next level in your careers. So again, thank you. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Absolutely. Oh, there's no, is there a motion?
No motion.
No motion.
Oh, no motion. My apologies. Again, thank you, gentlemen.
Was the motion to make today the name the day after all four of them? Should we do that?
No, we could. We could.
Postpone that.
It's not on the agenda. We can't do it.
Stop right
there. Thank you again. All right. We'll just give it a second for those that are going to leave the courtroom. Awesome.
Yeah, Austin, get that. That's my job.
Age of time. Yeah. Do we have time to run through item number
20?
We have 15 minutes.
It's a drainage area, drainage master plan.
Who?
Jameson.
Is he on there?
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Oh, Jason.
Jason.
That's it, Tim. Is
that different? Yeah, so you just ask if he's on there. In the corner. I mean, we can pre-bill an item if we have to, right? And then pick it back up from the table.
Yeah.
I know it's not ideal, but
yeah,
at least that gets us working in the interim.
Of course, the other one we're depending on is ratings.
Okay. Well, let's just do it then.
Yeah, if we don't quite get done, we'll table it. We'll go to the hearing and then come back.
That work?
Yeah.
But we'll just move forward. What?
What do you guys move
forward to the Highway Commissioner's presentation?
Well, we're going to reconvene as a Story County.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do item number 12.
Okay.
And then if it takes too long, we stop, do the public hearing.
You've done that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Item number 11 is to recess to convene as a Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 12. So everybody understands if we do run out of time, we have a 10:30 hearing. We're going to stop this presentation and pick back up afterwards. Presentation consideration and possible action to adopt the area drainage master plan for Virginia City and Six Mile Canyon. A presentation of the plan will be provided by Loomis and Associates in conjunction with J.E. Fuller and the Carson Water Subconservancy District. I don't think I need to read all the rest of this. If you want to visit it online, there's a web address. So whoever's going to kick this off, come on up.
Ready to be the chair.
I think so.
Hi, I'll just say, stand here real quick. I'm Kathy Canfield, Story County. Michelle Gamble with Loomis Associates is here to give you a presentation on the Virginia City 6 Mile Area Master Drainage Plan that we did in conjunction with the Carson Water Subconservancy District. And so I'm here to answer any questions you might have as this goes along when they're finished. And I believe Ed James is also here from the Carson Water Subconservancy District too.
Wonderful. So thank you.
They were the ones that worked with the grant, the FEMA grant to fund being able to do this. So
great.
Thanks.
Great. And I'm going to stand off to the side a little bit so I can actually see the PowerPoint presentation, if that's okay.
No problem. Don't forget to state your name again for the record.
My name is Michelle Gamble. I am a professional engineer with Loomis & Associates, and I'm also a Virginia City resident. So this was a fun project to work with. With me today is Ian Mahaffey. He is also an engineer with Loomis & Associates, and he was instrumental in developing this area drainage master plan. And then, again, Ed James with the Carson Water Subconservancy is here. And they have been the funder of this project. So with that, is there the ability to click through this? Or is that
no, we're old school. Just tell Jim Hill.
Just touch it. Okay.
Click it for you.
All right. Go ahead and go to the next slide, please. So the purpose of this project essentially is a planning level project. So we're looking at this at maybe the 30,000 foot level, looking at the drainages that are coming into Virginia City and kind of wreaking havoc on town when we have these big floods. The goal was to develop a comprehensive understanding of the drainage existing conditions and then come up with mitigation strategies to help alleviate the flows that are coming into town. Next one, Jim. So again, this is a FEMA Cooperative Technical Partner grant that came down through the Carson Water Subconservancy to help fund this project. Next. A big component of this is the public outreach meeting. So we had two public outreach meetings. One in June of 2022, when we were just initiating efforts on this, wanting to gather input from the community about what they experienced. And then we had a second one just this last October, where we presented the findings of this to the community. Next. So the project really took, we looked at the drainage of everything that comes down from the mountains above us and drains down into 6 Mile Canyon. And so that's just an area map. So it didn't include anything in the highlands. It doesn't include anything past the divide. Next. There are three main sub-watersheds that come into town. So we have the Spanish Ravine, Over Ravine, and Cedar Ravine that all drain up here to the west side of town. Anybody who lives at the mouth of any of these canyons knows very well what these canyons do when we have a big rain event. There's a significant amount of water that comes down and a significant amount of sediment. And that was evidenced this last year was a perfect example because there was so much water and we had, you know, the river that was running down the north end of town for it seemed like months. Next. So the existing conditions here in town, there's minimal storm drain infrastructure. That you have some AC berms, you have a little bit of curb and gutter, short sections of storm drain pipe. There's some old paved swales. If you go down to Union in Washington, you see where there were old paved swales at one point, maybe a couple on 6 Mile. And then there's some newer rock line channels and shoulders. Some of that rock you see in the big events this last year, the rock was not a very large diameter and it ended up just rolling downhill.
So if you could move a little more, might get it.
Yep, I'm sorry. I'll talk a little louder so I can still see you. Next. So the existing conditions that you see end up we having significant flooding because, you know, we live on a mountain. We end up having these rivers that run down these east-west streets, which wreak havoc throughout town. Next, Jim.
I was going to say, that looks bad. Whose house is that?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh. Being a resident, you know, seeing this firsthand of what happens in the community, I think as we were going through this effort, I think I have a pretty good understanding of what the community's feeling. Because, you know, again, I'm one of the ones who was shoveling sediment out of my driveway the day of my daughter's graduation. So you see some of this, the big gully on the one side is down on our street down by the high school. A bunch of sediment went down, actually covered a lot of the equipment that was down there. You see water that's just running down the sides of the roads, creating these driving hazards. You know, we're coming up on winter. You come down an icy road, there could be a, you know, a 2 foot drop that you go into if you get outside of the pavement. Next, Jim. 6 Mile Canyon was also severely impacted. You have varying sizes and ages of culverts that were kind of put in, you know, because that's where the channel went or that's where we thought there was a low point. There's lined and unlined roadside channels. There's not a lot of right-of-way down there. We have some steep slopes on site, so there's not a lot of room for the county to work with. So there's minimal shoulder area for channel conveyance. Next, Jim. Existing conditions. These are pictures that the county provided. So this is what 6 Mile encountered. When 6 Mile is under these conditions and is closed, it's a significant impact, not only for the residents here, but the residents that live in our adjacent communities, because this is a major commuter route. Next, Jim. And so you can see some of the damage that happens here. County maintenance staff spend a significant amount of time dealing with this, not only in an emergency situation, but then post the emergency. There was a prior study that was done that Loomis and Jay Fuller were a part of. It was the Dayton Valley Area Drainage Master Plan. And they looked at the hydrology because everything from Story County and Six Mile Canyon ends up going down there. So as a part of this effort, we tiered off of that plan. We used the same hydrology. We looked at the 25-year 24-hour event, 100-year 6-hour event, and 100-year 24-hour event. These are just hydrology terms. Look at us trying to look at the magnitude of storms so we can kind of plan. We looked at flood risk modeling and topographic mapping. So we had a bunch of topographic mapping. We actually got some additional mapping. We have some high-resolution mapping, aerial mapping of the county now. It was really great timing because we were able to look at it after the 2023 winter, which really we were able to see where a lot of the flows and problem areas were. Next, Jim. So this study, we use the same hydrology as we did for the Dayton Valley. We want to make sure these two plans are coherent with each other. Same topographic mapping with supplemented, as I said, with some aerial mapping. And then we revised the flood risk modeling. So we went to a much more detailed type modeling because with the Dayton Valley, we kind of looked at everything that came down to the point down in 6 Mile Canyon. This study, we wanted to look at what was actually coming down in these various subwatersheds coming down into Virginia City so we could really come up with some mitigation alternatives for the county. Next, Jim. So we refined that. We came up with defined land use definitions, so we ended our delineations. We talk about a 10-foot grid spacing. So when we're looking at our model that was done with this, think about a 10-by-10 grid. We took that and we overlaid that. Jay Fuller was our sub-consultant on this. They overlaid that over the entire drainage area. And within that 10-by-10 foot grid, we assigned, you know, values such as imperviousness. We have designed elevations. We defined land use. So we looked at all the buildings. So we're able to take this input into a model and then come up with flow conditions. We were able to look at this from an existing conditions perspective and see what's happening concurrently or what's happening currently in the county. We looked at that and then we said, is that really what's happening? And we came out and we're like, yes, we're seeing flows here. We're seeing flows here. We're not seeing flows here. And so we were able to kind of field proof and tweak the model a little bit, really to get this so that it was representing existing conditions. What we found here in Story County, there's a lot of areas. If you drive down Washington Street, even in a small storm event, you're going to see water flowing down Washington Street. That water is flowing very shallow, but very quickly. And as we were looking at our model, we're like, oh, that's not showing up in the model. And I'm like, I know there's flows here. What we found out is that we looked at some of the different parameters saying, no, we want to look at velocities as well. So we field proof this. Next. Oh, next one. I'm sorry. Yes. We looked at sediment, because there's a lot of sediment that comes down into the community as well. Next, Jim. So existing conditions. So what, Jim, there's a button on this. You can hit an animation. This is what our model showed with what the existing conditions look like. Are you able to pull that up? Should be down at the bottom if you run the cursor down at the bottom. Right there. So this is an animation of what the model looks like for the existing conditions. And you'll see as the flows, this is the 25-year event. And you can see how the water comes down. You can see it going down 6 Mile Canyon. You can see where it's kind of ponding in various areas. You can see it coming down the various canyons. So we thought, wow, this is pretty interesting. And this is pretty accurate of what we're actually seeing during the storm events. So next, Jim. And this is just another viewpoint of that from town. So if you want to hit that animation again.
Is that another animation?
Yeah. So we kind of zeroed in on the 6 Mile Canyon here, area here. And you can see there's different flow depths in the report. It actually has this, so you can look at all the model figures. It'll give you a little bit more detail. I know we're getting short on time. Do you want us to pause now and then talk about the results of the report after you have?
Yeah, I think we have about 3 minutes, so probably good before you delve into something.
Okay, this is a good breaking point is what I was just thinking, if that works for you guys.
It does, appreciate it.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick 3 minute break before we start this public hearing. All right, everybody. It is 10:30. We are going to go ahead and open up this public hearing. The public hearing for the second reading of Bill 136, Ordinance 23-324, an ordinance amending provisions of Story County Code Title 17 to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on public zoning, district land, and providing for other matters properly related thereto. Kathy, did you have anything for us?
Just a reminder for everybody, this was continued from the November 21st meeting because of some timing issues we had with the newspaper and the public notice. There's been no changes since the first meeting that we had on this, okay, other than we eliminated those two exhibits that weren't supposed to be attached to begin with. So the planning department hasn't received any comments since the last public hearing.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. So with that, is there any comment from the public? Going once, anybody online? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to make a motion to close this out?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing for the second reading of Bill 136, Ordinance 23-324, amending provisions of Story County Code Title 17 to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on public zoning district land and providing for other matters properly related thereto.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Kathy, if you don't mind, I'd like to just blow through number 14 real quick, and then we can go back to number 12. On to item number 14, this discussion for possible action. Second reading of Bill 136, Ordinance 23-324, an ordinance amending provisions of the Story County Code Title 17 to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on public zoning district land and providing for other matters properly related thereto. Kathy Canfield.
Again, this was just what we were hearing the public hearing about. Just adding the changeable message, changeable copy signs to the public zoning.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of Ordinance 23-324, amending provisions of Story County Code Title 17 to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on public zoning district land and providing for other matters properly related thereto.
Second that motion.
I believe I need to read the title of the resolution before you make a vote.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Would you like me to do that now?
Sure. Was there something else you wanted to say? Yes. That was it. Okay. Kathy, please.
The title of this is an ordinance amending section 17.84.080 and 17.84.110 of Title 17 of the Story County Code to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on land zoned as public and providing other matters properly related thereto.
Thank you, Kathy. So there is a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. All right. Now we're going to get back to item number 12, which was the presentation for the area drainage master plan. I'm going to pull that presentation back up. Just so that we update the record, please state your name again. Thank you.
Again, for the record, my name is Michelle Gamble. I'm a professional engineer with Loomis & Associates. And again, I apologize. I think we're running a little long. But so what we did is we looked at the existing conditions for the model, and we used that as our base for coming up with mitigation alternatives. So we looked at projects that we thought would help alleviate the problems the county is seeing from the drainages that come down and are creating some drainage or runoff problems in the county. Next, Jim. You can go to the next one. I'm sorry. And so with now, I'm going to have Ian go through these mitigation alternatives.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. For the record, this is Ian Mahaffey with Loomis & Associates. So I'm going to go over the recommendations that we're making with this area drainage master plan. We looked at a couple different things. One was the regional issues that we were seeing and then more localized issues. And with the regional issues, we looked at the 25-year storm event, and we looked at mitigations for sediment. Next, please. So the regional issues that we looked at, we found were the biggest issues were from Spanish Ravine and Ophir Ravine. Those purple areas are the basins that we're proposing, and then there's a couple alternatives that come along with those. The green area is a connection that takes the stormwater from Spanish Ravine to the Ophir Ravine Basin. And then the yellow is an option that'll take all of the discharge from those and discharges it out of town to Cedar Ravine. And the alternative to the yellow is the blue, which would take the discharge downstream, down Carson Street into Six Mile Canyon. Next sheet, please. So here's a quick summary on the two different basins. We make sure to make sure that these basins are not going to be considered jurisdictional dams. So they are less than 20 feet tall and they impound less than 20 acre feet of water. Those are quick summaries, about 2 acre feet each and anywhere between 12 and 18 feet of berm height. Next, please. Yeah. So here's an overview of Spanish Ravine Basin. The blue area is kind of the inundated water that would happen. And you can see there is some existing dirt roads that happen. So we would be relocating those roads around the basin and providing security fencing to reduce the amount of people going into the drainage basin.
And if I could stop you for a second, if I could just add, again, when we're looking at these basins, we're on the side of a mountain, and it is significantly challenging to try and put a basin anywhere here in Virginia City. And so we tried to look at areas where there were some existing disturbances, where we might be able to minimize the amount of earthwork that would happen for this. And when we looked at these two basins, we were looking at these particular areas. So we were limited because of topography. And what we were able to achieve are basins that we think are going to would really have an impact in helping attenuate the flows. It doesn't solve all the problems, but they were significant with these limitations.
And I should add also that the purpose of these basins is to collect water and it slow down the peak flow and then release it downstream at a lower rate that would reduce the impacts downstream. And here's Ophir Basin. It's very similar. Again, relocating some dirt roads and impounding water. Next, please. So three different scenarios were modeled through J.E. Fuller. The first alternative was modeling just the basins with outlet structures that were discharging just downstream. The second alternative was with connecting them from Spanish to Ophir and Ophir to Cedar. And then the third alternative, which we're calling alternative 2B, is relocating the Spanish ravine to Ophir and then down to Six Mile Canyon instead. Both the 100-year and 25-year storm events were modeled. However, we're only kind of looking at the 25-year storm event. That's basically. Is this one the video?
Is this another animation?
Yeah. So here is a video of the 25-year storm event for alternative one, which includes just the two basins. You'll see water accumulated in the Spanish and Ophir basins in the red there. And there is a reduction in flows through town. It's kind of hard to compare between the existing conditions.
The biggest benefit of this is that there is a ability to capture sediment. And so the basins would serve to capture that sediment. And so even though the flows would still be going down their historical flow paths, we'd be attenuating those flows and capturing the sediment so we don't end up with all of the mud on the road on the upper end of town.
The biggest benefit of this alternative, just the basins, is for the everyday smaller storms that you guys see that bring sediment and water down the streets and driveways. This would reduce that coming from Spanish and Ophir for the smaller storm events significantly. Next, please. Okay, here is alternative 2 and 2A, which includes relocating the downstream water to Cedar Ravine. So you'll see there's a large reduction in flows through town, but there that increase in flows is going into Cedar Ravine where there's no structures. Next, please. And then this is 2B, which is bringing the water down to Six Mile Canyon, down Carson Street, through piping. And again, there's a large reduction in flows through town itself and having that increase in flows down in Six Mile Canyon where there's no structures.
And if I could just say, when you're looking at these animations and you see that light blue color takes the water down to a 6-inch depth or less. And so even though there would still be some flows on the road, we're still going to have rain that falls on the pavement here in town. And all that water is still going to want to go downhill. But this is taking the bulk of the water from the watersheds outside of town that right now is coming down these streets. And it'd be taking it down to either Cedar or Six Mile.
Quick summary of project one, which is just the two basins. Again, we kind of already covered this, but it will just be the two basins that are going to detain flows up to kind of the 25-year storm event. The biggest benefit from that is the smaller storm events, though, and sediment. Actually, here is an image that kind of shows reduction or increase in flows for that project. The blues and the greens are decreases in flows, and the yellows and reds are kind of increases. We don't anticipate any increases in flows from these basins, and that's just kind of how the model was set up. But that will be considered more at final design. Next, please. Project 2A, which is taking the water over to Cedar Ravine Basin. This decreases the flows coming out of Spanish Ravine from 100 CFS to 8 CFS, and the flows coming out of Cedar Ophir Ravine from 120 to 35 CFS. And here's reduction in flows for this project. Again, the greens, blues, purples, the purples, over 80% reduction in flows through town. And then project 2B, which is taking the flows down into Six Mile Canyon. So then on top of that, we see a lot of localized flows through town. There's a lot of steep streets, which gives a lot of velocities through town. So we wanted to recommend some alternatives that would allow the city or the county to be able to put in measures that could just help with the smaller stuff. So we're looking at roadside ditches, AC roadside ditches, valley gutters across the roads, and making sure that discharge points are stabilized with riprap or concrete lined areas. And then we were also looking at culvert improvements and channel improvements down Six Mile Canyon. So for example, here is a picture of a culvert down Six Mile Canyon. It's pretty heavily eroded and there's not great hydraulic conductivity. And so we are proposing putting in head walls and stabilizing and providing better hydraulics to ensure that water can pass without overtopping the road and eroding these areas. Here's a kind of another example of something that we proposed. This is what we're calling a rolling dip. These are the where you would have a driveway coming off of Six Mile Canyon. A lot of water and sediment is discharging off the driveway into the road and eroding and putting water onto the driveway. And so this rolling dip would prevent water from coming onto the driveway, onto the road, and put it downstream with appropriate culverts. And then, again, there's some steep slopes from the road down into Six Mile Canyon, the channel itself. And there's a couple banks that are being eroded pretty heavily. And so we're proposing a couple different stabilization techniques to be able to stabilize those slopes.
Hey, Jim, can I ask a favor? Can you go back to the rolling dip slide, please? I steal that for the Highlands. Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, this is something that part of what we wanted to look at with these localized measures. We wanted to be able to give the county some engineering options for dealing with problems that you see throughout the county. This rolling dip on, you have downhill driveways, this really works well in that it keeps sediment from coming onto the roads. It helps keep those flows coming off the roads. What we're showing in here, you know, we looked at some of the problems that we see typically here in the county, here in Virginia City and down Six Mile, but it's applicable throughout the entire county.
Right.
And we want to give you a tool that you could use.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Jim.
Want to go to the cost?
Sure. And so as a part of this, we actually came up with high level 15% design, essentially construction costs for each one of these mitigation projects. We wanted the county to be able to say, these are kind of an order of magnitude of costs. With what we're proposing as far as the basins and the piping, the project costs actually are not huge compared to some of the other area drainage master plans that we've worked on. And so this is, most of what we're doing is earthwork, earthwork is still expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than if we're going to be doing, you know, big concrete box culverts. We worked on one of these down in the Ruinstroth area, and it was, you know, four times these dollar amounts because we had, you know, a mile of 4x4 box culvert. So this is just a planning level tool for the county as you're moving forward to go, if we wanted to look at this, this is kind of the order of magnitude of the cost of these projects. These are looking at today's dollars. They are not projected out into the future. So if you want to do this project in a year or 2 years or 5 years down the road, those costs would essentially be increased. Included in the report itself, we also looked at maintenance costs for the county and ongoing operations. And so for each one of these projects, we came up with a dollar amount going, this is what we think your ongoing maintenance costs are going to be. If you were to implement this alternative, we wanted to provide the county, again, something from which you can make decisions. You go, is this going to be a really expensive endeavor? But you know what? The ongoing maintenance costs aren't going to be very much. So maybe we can have some savings as we move forward with this project. Next, Jim. So where are we? So we are at the end of this project. So I wanted to really just thank, you know, Ed and his team and the whole county. We've had tremendous support from everybody here at the county as we've been going through this effort. We have provided you with a copy of the full report, the document, as well as an executive summary that you can go through, you can review, you can look at the recommendations, and then share that. We've shared that with the community, but you can delve into it. If you have questions as you're looking at this report and go, gosh, I'd like to know a little bit more about this. Loomis is here as an asset. We do a lot of work with the county, so we are here if you have additional follow-up questions regarding this. But I wanted to thank everybody for this opportunity. It's not often you get to work on fun projects like this. I love hydrology and hydraulic projects. So fun projects, you know, in your own community. So thank you all for allowing us to do this. And we'll take any questions.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Yeoman, do you have any questions or comments?
No additional questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I don't have any questions. I think this gives us some good options to consider as we look at how to improve drainage going forward. Thank you very much for this work.
Is there any public comment regarding this agenda item?
Yeah, to adopt it.
Okay. All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell moved to adopt the area drainage master plan for Virginia City and Six Mile Canyon.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again to everybody for your work. Appreciate you guys coming up for the presentation.
Thank you.
And then if I can get a hold of you later for that driveway stuff, I could definitely use some advice. Appreciate it. All right. We take a 10-minute recess. Yeah, we have a hearing at 11, so we're going to go ahead and take a 10-minute recess. We'll see you all back here.